The naughty schoolboy stood there in front of the entire class, his trousers around his knees, in just his school shirt and tie, and the punishment panties. Of course, truth to tell, the punishment panties had ceased to be any kind of punishment some time ago. This, however, was a whole new, fresh hell. The heat in the boy's blushing face was matched only by the heat in his cock. How could this be? The more the other boy sniggered and whispered, the redder his face became and the more painfully stiff his cock became. He felt his body washed by a wave of humiliation. He hung his head and watched his cock pushing, quite cheerfully it seemed to him, against the fabric of the silky pink panties. Bad enough that the other boys had seen the panties, but his erection. The boy began to feel faint with embarrassment when he heard the schoolmistress addressing the class. "Now keep the noise down, boys. I know he looks funny to you, standing there in that condition, but he's about to demonstrate the correct procedure for dealing with an erect penis. Aren't you, boy?" "What?" The boy's mind whirled. She couldn't possibly be serious, could she? Surely this was some kind of joke. He looked at her face, and while he was able to detect a trace of amusement, there was certainly nothing to indicate any kind of joke. He swallowed. Hard. "Now then," the schoolmistress continued, "perhaps you'd like to begin by explaining why you're wearing those girls' panties under your school uniform." The boy struggled to answer. "Please, miss, you told me to wear them." "I told you to wear those panties today? Is that what you're saying?" "Well, no, miss, you didn't tell me to wear them today." "No, I thought not. So you're wearing them just because you felt like it." The boy found that he had nothing else to say on the matter and stood silent. "Cat got your tongue?" the schoolmistress demanded. "Well, then you'd better proceed." "Proceed? Proceed with what? Surely she didn't expect him to stand there and wank in front of all his classmates." "Apparently, she did." Suddenly the classroom was quite silent. Not a boy spoke, but all eyes were on the naughty schoolboy and his insistent cock. The boy gave his cock a sort of experimental squeeze and was dismayed to feel its instant response. A sigh rippled around the room and the boy was slightly emboldened. He slid his hand inside the panties and gave his cock a firmer squeeze and began to stroke it with a slow, teasing rhythm. Best to just get it over with quickly, perhaps. In another second, he'd almost forgotten about his audience. All except for one member. The schoolmistress had moved closer to him and her eyes were focused on his hard, throbbing cock. His stroking quickened and his breath matched it. He began to pant and moan, and an echoing moan could be heard from the other boys. By now, every cock in the room was hard. The schoolmistress's intent gaze was almost enough to push the boy over the edge and into orgasm. His mind filled with images of her. Unspeakable. Filthy images. There was an overwhelming impression of panting, clutching, sweating bodies, of hair, lips, tongues. The boy cried out in his agony and ecstasy, and as he was about to plunge into the oblivion of his orgasm, the schoolmistress said sharply, "Very well, that's enough now." Enough? Enough? It wasn't enough for the naughty schoolboy. "But miss," cried the boy. "Never mind, I've decided I don't want any mess in the classroom. We'll continue this another time. I think that perhaps I should give you another punishment, she said, with a sinister swish of her cane. The boy could have wept from frustration, could have struck the schoolmistress in disappointment. But wait, she'd said, another time. What did she mean by that? I wonder...